Good morning and welcome. On the behalf of the family, just thank you, each one of you who is here this morning to share this day, this time with them. I didn't have the privilege of knowing Fern very long. For the last 6.5 years of her life is the span that I got to know her a little bit. But I think I know her well enough that I can say pretty freely, I don't think she would want us to be necessarily sad about today. I think she would want us to celebrate with her that she's finally home, that she has gone home, and we have all confidence in the fact that she is. That's where she is and where she will spend eternity. She knew this day was coming. In fact, she had written down many of the details in the program today, the songs and the scriptures and the poems and stuff. She had picked out and written down. So this is those selections are on her request. One of the things that always stood out to me about Fern is it seems like she always had a smile on her face. And if it wasn't on her face, it felt like it was just below the surface. Excuse me. And I noticed in the pictures, the photos last night on the slideshow and in the photo albums, seemed like her smile was the biggest and brightest when she was spending time with family and friends and those she loved. And you could tell that was very important to her. You as a family have been very important to her. And it looked like she was pretty proud of you guys. With these thoughts, let's begin this service with prayer. Lord, thank you for your many blessings. Lord, as we meet here right now to celebrate the life of Fern, we just thank you for the time that you have given her on this earth, time for us to get to know her and to interact with her. And Lord, the blessing that she has been to so many people, so many lives that she has touched during her life. Lord, just pray that as we go through this service, as we remember her, as we celebrate her life, Lord, most of all, Lord, that we just pray that that this time could bring honor and glory to you. Just ask a blessing on the rest of our service today. In Jesus' name, amen.
We want to sing a song together that Fern wanted, and it's in the Green Books, number 645, and I'd invite you to stand as we sing together. Saved by Grace.
Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now can sing, but oh, the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King, and I shall see him face to face and tell the story.
Tell the story, saved by grace. I would like to read the obituary of our mother, Fern Frances Hooley, age 97, peacefully passed away on January 12, 2024, at her home in New Paris, surrounded by loving family. She was born on July 24, 1926, in Bancroft, Cummings County, Nebraska, born to Daniel and Emma Nitsche. Fern accepted Jesus as her Savior and was baptized at age 11 at the Plum Creek Mennonite Church in Beamer, Nebraska. On May 21, 1950, she married Mylon D. Hooley in the same church. Survivors include three daughters, Karen Miller of Hutchinson, Kansas, Marjorie Martin of Harrisonburg, Virginia, and Linda Arcibal of Pahoa, Hawaii. Four sons are also survivors, Roger Hooley of New Paris, Don Hooley of Bradenton, Florida, Jim Hooley of Wayland, Iowa, and Bill Hooley of New Paris. Also surviving, 25 grandchildren, 40 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild. Along with her parents and husband, she was preceded in death by two sisters, Edna Zook and Ruth Kaufman, and two brothers, William Nitsche and Delmer Nitsche. Much of Fern's childhood was spent outdoors playing with her brother Bill and many cousins. She often told stories, sledding down long Nebraska hills and going to school on a cart pulled by a pony named Maggie in a snow blizzard. Her commitment to family led her to leave high school for a couple years to help care for her bedridden grandmother. In 1946, she embarked on a journey to Heston, Kansas, where she met Mylon, her future husband. She graduated from Heston High School Academy in 1948, and they were married in 1950. Their life together unfolded with the birth of seven children. The family moved from Shipshewana to Goshen to Middlebury and later settled on a farm in New Paris. Mother Fern's and Mylon's love for travel took them across the globe, including Haiti, Israel, Canada, Mexico, South America, and every U.S. state except Alaska. Fern marveled at God's creation, finding beauty in every corner of the world. Fern's generosity knew no bounds, often offering a helping hand to temporary home to those in need. And I might add, family members could recall many examples of mom's generosity, helping infants, children, many adults in need. Fern leaves behind a legacy of love and unwavering faith. Undoubtedly, she will meet people in heaven because of her generous contributions to the mission of spreading the gospel to the world. She prayed daily for each of her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandson by name. She will be clearly missed by many of the lives she has touched.
This is for Grandma. How do you describe someone who has always been there, who has meant more to you, to your family, than you even know how to put into words? You try, anyhow, even knowing you won't do her justice. She lit up a room with her smile, genuine and kind, as if she wanted to make sure you didn't forget how happy she was to see you. She had the kind of twinkle in her eye that revealed her sharp mind and playful spirit. She wrote poetry, birthed 7 children, painted amazing landscapes, planted gardens. She could do pretty much anything she set her mind to. She was always ready for a competition and never went easy on anyone, no matter their relation, especially if the game was Scrabble, which she usually won. To work was in her blood, and the only time she sat down was after all the chores had been completed, the cookie jar was replenished, the loaf of bread made for the week still warm and cooling, and everything was in its proper place. Working gave her purpose, focus, and joy in the doing. Baking and gardening, sewing and mending, caring for home and family, in these she lived and grew and thrived. Yet she knew what it was to stop and savor the quiet moments. Her covered back porch was a daily respite from the duties of the day, a haven of beauty and color that calmed many a soul who sat there with her, talking, listening, exhaling. She watched the hummingbirds dance through the air as the fragrance of hundreds of brilliant flowers caught on the breeze. And she knew she needed that porch, for here is where she communed with her source, the source of all breath and life, of all hope and comfort. Here she could lay down the fears and worries about those she loved more than life itself, giving them back to the one who held them first. Here she offered gratitude upon gratitude for health of mind and body over many years, for the miracle of generations growing up under her wing, for the lasting effects love and delight have upon a family tree when they are the rain poured upon it year after year. The ever-widening branches stretch thick and high, secure in the strongest of trunks, held by the deepest of roots. Fern, Grandma, Mom, we are so grateful for this beautiful tree you planted so many years ago. We pray to be worthy of your legacy as we move forward in this life, as our branches continue to multiply and divide in our love and trust of God, of our family, of our neighbor. Until we see you again, we will miss you. We will remember you. We will hold you in our hearts. Thank you for loving us so well, and thank you for showing us the love of our Maker.
I will be reading selections from Psalm 103, and also I added selections from Psalm 84. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant, remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, and you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
Sin cleansing fountain for the lamb that was slain, and the ransom price paid, fully cancelled was the debt, when on Calvary's mountain all the sins of this world upon Jesus were laid. There was no arm to save, there was no eye to pity, until Jesus our Savior from glory came down. He was mighty to save, he was strong to deliver, he has brought us salvation, a robe and a crown. Alleluia, alleluia, sing the triumphant strain. Alleluia for the blood and the lamb that was slain. Alleluia for the blood. Sing for joy, all ye nations, and rejoice that the word of redemption is done. Here is pardon free for all, and the perfect salvation through the sin-cleansing blood of the crucified one. There was no arm to save, there was no eye to pity, until Jesus our Savior from glory came down. He was mighty to save, he was strong to deliver, he has brought us salvation, a robe and a crown. Alleluia, alleluia, sing the triumphant strain. Alleluia for the blood and the lamb that was slain. Alleluia for the blood, alleluia forever. We shall sing it anew in the kingdom of God, where the anthems of delight shall be silent, no, never, evermore. Alleluia, for Christ and the blood. There was no arm to save, there was no eye to pity, until Jesus our Savior from glory came down. He was mighty to save, he was strong to deliver, He has brought us salvation, a robe and a crown. Alleluia, alleluia, sing the triumphant strain. Alleluia, for the blood and the Lamb that was on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Heart is the voice of angels, born in a song to me. Over the fields of glory, over the jasper sea, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptations, sin cannot harm me there. Free from the blight of sorrow, free from my doubts and fears. Only a few more trials, only a few more tears. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. Jesus, my heart's dear refuge, Jesus has died for me. Firm on the rock of ages, shall be. Here let me wait with patience, wait till the night is o'er, wait till I see the morning break on the golden shore. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest.
I'd like to look at a scripture this morning that Fern selected for us to consider. Before we do that, I'd like to talk just a little bit about Fern. I wrote down a few words that come to my mind when I think of Fern. The first one is sweet. I told someone that Fern was one of the very sweetest people that I have ever known. And she was, I also told you family that this would probably happen, didn't I? And that's another thing about Fern. Occasionally when I'm preaching, I get emotional and shed tears. And I always knew when that happened that after the service, I would get a hug from Fern. After the service, she would almost always come to me after I got emotional in a sermon, and she would give me that sweet side hug.
And she'd say, don't ever be ashamed of your tears. She'd say, it's good to have a pastor who feels deeply enough to shed tears, so don't ever be ashamed of your tears. And I loved when she did that. I don't enjoy trying to speak when I'm all choked up, but there was a silver lining always when that happened, because I knew if Fern was there, that was going to happen afterwards. Like I said, she was one of the very sweetest people that I've ever known. Another word that comes to mind is conscientious. I just feel like that describes who she was. And generous was another word I thought of. She had a heart for helping people. Fern loved Jesus. That was her passion, and you notice that in the songs that she selected for this morning. Those songs that we just heard sung describe that very well. Celebrating the blood of Jesus, it's what she was passionate about. It was her everything. And because of that, we can know that she is now safe in the arms of Jesus, as that last song stated. Fern loved Jesus, and she knew what it meant to be loved by Jesus, to experience his grace. And that was the most important thing, I believe, in Fern's life. She knew what it was to experience peace through Jesus, a peace that's so enduring that many times it defies human reason. And that peace carried her through many difficult times in her life. She spent a lot of time praying for people. I know that she prayed for me personally, and I know that she prayed for many of you. She prayed every day for each of her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. And it seemed like every time that I visited her, which now I wish would have been more than it was, but it seemed like every time that I visited her, she would say, I just don't know why I'm still here for the last several years. I just don't know why I'm still here. I think that's one big reason why she was still here. You needed her prayers. We needed her prayers. I needed her prayers. She loved you all with a very deep and authentic love. If she knew that you were hurting, she was hurting. And she was going to take that to Jesus. She was going to go to Jesus with whatever the problem was, whether it was her problem, a problem that she was facing, or the problem that you were facing, a problem that I was facing. Fern cared deeply about people. She wanted to know that people were taken care of, that they were good. She didn't like to see people hurting. The scripture that Fern chose for us to consider today is one that I believe reflects Fern's heart well. And that is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 to 25. The verses just before the verses that she chose explains that Jesus left us an example so that we might follow in his steps. And then it goes on in 1 Peter 2, verse 22. It says, he committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Fern would want us all to know how much Jesus loves us. She experienced that. She knew that because she experienced it. And she would want us all to know how much that he loves us. Not just knowing it here, but knowing it by experience. When he was abused, when he was mistreated, as those verses tell us, he didn't feel the need to strike back because he fully trusted God the Father. Justice would be accomplished in the end. He entrusted his very life to the one who judges justly. And as those verses also say, meantime, we were all straying like sheep. We took our own way, rejecting him and his sacrifice. And yet, in spite of that, he took our sins on himself. He took the penalty for our sins while we were rejecting him. Why did he do that? He did that because he loves us that much. That's how much Jesus loves you. That's how much he loves me. Jesus wanted us to be able to experience freedom. He wanted to make a way for us to be able to put off the chains of slavery to sin and the destruction that that brings. It's kind of like Fern has put off her earthly body and the restrictions that it had with it in order to be able to fly away, you might say, to a much better life. Similarly, Jesus wants to break those chains that are holding us, that are restricting us, that are destroying our lives, because he loves us that much. By the wounds that Jesus suffered, our inner beings can be healed. It says, by his wounds, you have been healed. By the wounds that Jesus suffered, our inner beings can be healed, can be made right, can be made whole. And we can experience that peace that Fern had. Again, Fern would want us all to know experientially how much Jesus loves us. If you're still wandering in the dark trying to follow your own way, Fern would want to make sure that you know that Jesus still loves you and invites you to come to him and find rest for your soul. If you've returned to him, to the Good Shepherd, as verse 25 says, who cares for your soul, don't ever lose sight of how much Jesus loves you. Live in that love. Let that love sustain you. I hope I did justice to the message that Fern wanted us to draw from these verses this morning. I could just sense her heart in those verses and in just us wanting to know how much Jesus loves us. There's another song that Fern chose. It's a song sung by the Perrys, and it's called Celebrate Me Home. And no one's going to sing that song this morning, but her grandson, Eric Fooley, is going to read the words of that song.
Celebrate me home. When the time comes and I am standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family and the place of peace that's waiting up above, hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home. Celebrate me there. Celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place. Celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home. No more broken dreams, no more tears to cry. Into my Father's arms I'll fly. Celebrate me home.
Thank you, Eric. That's what we want to do today. We want to celebrate Fern's life and her legacy and celebrate her homegoing. Celebrate her eternity. We have one more song, which I believe was that was one of the non-negotiables, right? There were several things on the list that Fern had that I think it said could not be changed or something like that. They had to be. And I think this was one of them, if I remember correctly. The song that we're going to close with, and we're going to close with that song. So before we do that, I'm going to share a few announcements as far as what happens after this. So following that song, the family will follow the casket out, and then an usher will dismiss the rest of you by rows. And you can make your way directly to the cemetery, which is straight south that way, for the committal. And the committal won't be real long. It's cold out there, and so we're not going to spend a lot of time there. You can stay at the graveside as long as you would as you would like, or you can wait in the fellowship hall, which is across the parking lot to the east there. You can wait there if you'd like, if you don't want to brave the cold or the uneven ground. After the committal, there will be flowers to place in the casket. The casket will be covered, or will be lowered, sorry, and having trouble reading my writing. It will be lowered, and the vault lid will be placed on it. After that, if anyone would like to shovel some dirt, that you're welcome to do that. We won't be completely filling the grave today, but you have opportunity if you'd like to help in filling Fern's grave today. After that, there'll be a continuation of the service here. There are more things still that Fern chose for her service. And so we're going to do the burial, the committal, the burial, and then we're going to all go over to the fellowship hall. And so those of you who are waiting there, I believe there'll be some coffee and hot chocolate. By the way, I learned that Fern loved hot chocolate. And so there'll be hot chocolate there we can have in her memory. So those of you who don't go to the graveside, feel free to go on over to the fellowship hall, and you can just wait there, and there'll be coffee and hot chocolate there for you. As you come in from the grave, you can also help yourselves to that. And then we'll be seated and have some more pieces of the service there in the fellowship hall, and that'll be followed by a meal then. So I'd encourage you all, if possible, to stick around and enjoy the rest of the service there and also the meal together, and just spending time together with family and friends. I think that sums up everything that we need to know. So Glenn, if you want to lead that final song, and we'll go from there.
It's number 170 in your green songbooks here again. And this is a song of resurrection, of victory, of celebration, and so the fact that she wanted it, I think she knew that this is a time to celebrate. Because she's with Jesus. So again, I would invite you to stand and sing, "Lift Your Glad Voices in Triumph on High."
Lift your glad voices in triumph on high, for Jesus has